Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
So we all survived the kill storm. As terrible as they said that was going to be. Ended up being a relaxing Saturday for most of us, but we'll get to that. I'm Pete. There's Brian.
What's up, man?
We got Lou.
That's right. I'm the star, niggas. What up?
No, I'm sorry. You didn't give me my full introduction there, Pete. What am I carrying here?
Oh, last week's reigning champ, Brian.
Behold the king. The king of kings.
Well,
on your knees, dog.
I love that song.
It was more of a visual of him proudly displaying that belt over his shoulder.
Two-time champ, by the way. Two times.
All right.
Come for you, Flair.
Well, joining us this week, we got two members of the band Psycho Enhancer. We got returning Greg.
What's up?
And first-timer Dan.
What's up?
If you like the song that plays at the end of our show, that's these fellas right here. And we're going to be hearing some more from you in a bit. They're going to play live in studio, of course.
Oh, always.
You got it.
But
we got
first,
in the corner.
Before we start anything, let's do our beer review. This week, I went with one of Pete's picks after last week's dreadful affair. We got local Great South Bay Brewery's Massive IPA. So, cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Salud.
Just a note that the bottle isn't that massive. I think they shouldn't, they shouldn't call something massive when it's not.
So you like a little more bang for your buck.
Well, physically. Massive, I mean.
So it should be a 40?
He wants a bottle. He needs massive, two hands to.
Massive isn't something that you could, label for taste.
You can't have a massive amount of taste in things?
No. That's what they're trying to say here with the fucking massive. But the bottle is small.
You never had like a Starburst, man? There's a massive amount of taste in those little things.
It's just all taste fucking rainbow. Fructose corn syrup and fucking red 40 dyes.
I got to tell you, one of the funniest things I've ever seen was a couple weeks ago, he's over here and my friend offers him the Choco Taco. He just hears taco. So he fucking brings him a Choco Taco and he takes a bite. He's like, what the fuck is this, like ice cream? And he's like, yeah. I thought you had a fucking taco, man. This is fucking gross. Get this away from me.
Yeah, that happened.
You rejected the Choco Taco.
I've never seen someone so displeased.
I'm not a fan of ice cream or cake.
It's too sweet?
I don't know. My whole life, ever since I was a little kid, I always hated it.
What messed up childhood do you have? Like, hated cake?
I don't like sugary
don't
shit.
Get it started.
So what about like a Gatorade or Coke?
I could drink a Coke. I don't really do Gatorade.
Yeah?
But I like to drink electrolyte water instead of Gatorade.
Like Smart Water?
Nah, Smart Water is bullshit.
What are you talking about? At this
he adds his own.
Yeah. You're pissing
little it. Natural salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just throws like
pink Himalayan sea salt.
Pink Himalayan sea salt.
Who is this guy from Thundercats? What was his name?
Panthro.
Yo, this shit was awesome. I remember this guy.
You can take him, he's yours.
I'm not gonna fucking play with this.
How was everyone's week this week?
It was awful. The fucking guy got me sick.
Let me tell you, man, I don't know. I'm a man. I went out there. I still went to work.
You got him sick.
I did my shit.
Which means
this guy
work.
This guy I've got the sniffles. I can't do it. I can't possibly do it.
Work.
I'm staying in.
I think you've lost the concept of work.
Oh, boss man, I can't. My tummy tums.
So, what are the if you okay? Let's say if you do get sick, what does the rest of the babysitter club do without you? Like, do they just elect a new chairman?
It's just me. I'm the chairman. I'm the boss. I'm the whole fucking club. Okay. I'm the man
at the baby club.
Yeah.
No, the sitters, the babysitters.
Oh, all right.
Yep. I watch a bunch of unruly kids. That's what I do.
You're a babysitter?
It's a tough job, man.
For who?
It's a tough job.
Who?
It's just a couple, just a family. Just a family.
Damn.
They need somebody to watch
the
kids.
They don't give you health insurance, I'm sure.
No. No.
I doubt it. Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
They're not too, like, I would never have a 30-year-old man watch my child.
Yep.
Well,
no way.
I know you would have.
Like, I want to, you know,
beg to differ. Your 30-year-old man would be wearing, like, a tux And
that's help.
He'd also be making them food and driving them to school in a limo.
He'd probably have a cool name.
Yeah.
Like Jeeves or yeah. something.
I'm not having Lou Figueroa yeah. or some random guy in my neighborhood.
It'd be
he's hiring Jarvis straight up.
Yeah. It'd be a 30-year-old man Jeffrey. And then an old Hispanic lady combo.
Well, yeah, you gotta have the old Hispanic lady to go with the old English butler. That's how two wasps do it.
Well, let me take a break from this conversation to explain to these guys how the show goes. I am grading you as we go. I have a score sheet.
You're being judged.
You're being judged. You could either get points for making us laugh or a dong point for failing. Bad joke gets a dong.
Oh, he's got the buttons.
Oh, Greg's going to get tons of dongs.
Keep your fantasies to yourself.
Winner of the show gets 20 seconds at the end to talk shit, plus that shiny championship belt that Brian is currently sporting.
Take it home with you.
Take it home. Give it the old electrolyte treatment.
He's got enough money to buy another one.
You know, I have a picture of me with that belt, and I was like, I don't know where I took this picture, and now I know it must have been here.
Yeah, definitely.
Who else has a belt?
That's what I mean. It was blowing my mind. I was like, where did I hold a fucking WWF championship belt?
Did I join the wrestling league for a week?
That was a crazy
what
weekend.
What happened last night?
All he knows is that he woke up without the belt and a whole bunch of Steve Weisers around his bed. He's like, what?
What does my neck hurt?
Did I get stunnered and fucking lose it?
I got a question, though. Who dongs you, though? You
know? Oh, nobody dongs me.
It's fucked up.
I'm the judge here.
All right, judge, dude. You take it easy.
I'm giving you a dong. I have absolute power.
All right.
What do you say we get?
Is that the first dong of the
day? That's the first dong of the day.
You got the biggest dong in the room, man.
Thank you, man.
There you go.
You want to get started?
Mm-hmm. So what are we doing?
Well, first, let's talk about these guys. Mm-hmm. Psycho Enhancer.
Yeah, man.
Where can we hear you?
Fucking type Psycho Enhancer into Google, but obviously... What?
You want to spell Psycho Enhancer out real quick?
Yeah, I know, because a lot of people misspell Psycho Enhancer. You would not believe
the
amount of people that cannot spell Psycho.
We got Pisco, Fisco, Enchancer, all this kind of crazy shit.
Seriously? Literally, the only thing that's making me spell Psycho is the red line telling me I spelled it wrong the first time.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I think people ignore that red line, in all honesty. They're just like, fuck it. Because
and then they still search?
I don't know. But
great show, Pisco Enhancer.
It's PSYCHO space ENHANCER.
Well done.
Enter. Wow. And you're there.
I can spell that and my name, but anything else is going to be tough.
Do you have those songs ready?
I thought, all right, my bad. I'm gonna be the one that has the old songs here. We're going to have to wait a second for me to get my email.
But yeah, go Facebook. iTunes, YouTube, we're everywhere.
Amazon, Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify, Amazon, all that shit. Whatever platform you're using for music, we're on it.
You got an official website?
PsychoEnhancer.com, which will bring you right to our Facebook page.
There you go.
That's official, baby.
Yep.
I've been to several Psycho Enhancer shows in my day. Always a good time.
Old school shows.
Fucking drink too much light beer and get in a pit.
The idea.
You were a pit guy, Pete?
At their show. I know these guys. I was in the pit with everyone I knew.
Oh, all right.
Am I doing what it or every day?
I always get punched.
Am I doing what it or every day?
Do what it takes.
There's a song on the new record. It's basically about what it takes to be in a band, be on tour, be poor and starving and have nothing, but like still do whatever it takes to make it to the next show because you're all about that life and you're not about, you know, just being comfortable, you're about doing awesome shit, even if it's like an extreme suffering. You know?
What's the name?
It's called What It Takes.
What It Takes. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
we'll stop there. And then
right before the breakdown, man.
Oh, oh, that was the car. No, that's all good.
You can stop it now. His dance rep is pretty wack.
Alright, so what was his last...
I didn't hear what you said.
You didn't even... He was jamming to a heart.
You were like, oh, something dance...
I said your riff is coming up. You don't got to hear that.
Oh, yes, because I did write a guitar riff featured on that song.
We should say what you guys do in the band.
I play guitar.
I'm the singer, but I have... written some memorable Psycho Dancer moments on guitar.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Jack of all trades. We should put them in touch with Mike from Gungo Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he does a local hardcore.
He does local hardcore.
Does,
oh, that's cool.
Right,
we'll get purple. You that info.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're down to talk on the radio and be on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you guys did like a whole bunch of touring. What was the furthest thing in the United States you had to go, and what was the furthest you went for a show?
Well, I mean, I guess aside from Alaska, we went as far as we could go. And we went to California a couple times, eight or something like
How's
that.
How's the scene out there?
It's awesome, man.
You got a good
There's a lot of dead space out there, you know, trying to cross the, you know, the desert and all that shit.
The flyover states.
Yeah, all that bullshit. But, like, when you get to California, it's fucking sick, dude.
What about the actual hardcore scene? Is it thriving out there?
Yeah, it's alive and kicking, man. There's a lot of people, and when you have, like...
Cali's virtually the same as New York.
Yeah. Suburban kids love that shit, you know, and there's a lot of them.
And did you guys meet any friends of the road out there? And not necessarily in California, just bands that you...
Nothing support. But enemies. Yeah, I mean...
Don't you know hardcore music?
We haven't toured since 2012, but I would hope that we would still be cool with the people that we met back in 2012 out there.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, we were out there in 2011, too. You know, we toured a bunch of years before that, and we got a tour coming up in March.
Where are you going this?
It's just a short run, like Midwest, East Coast sort of thing, but, you know.
And what was the furthest out of the country you've been?
We did two shows out of the country in Puerto Rico. We're trying to do something in Europe right now.
Now, how'd you get your stuff over to Puerto Rico? Because now this is like a...
Yeah.
You know, this is not... You're out in Metallica, right? It's fucking...
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying you don't got their money.
Oh.
No, you're way more talented at this point.
Nah, yeah, right? basically, like, we were really lucky because our label, To The Point Records, they, like, just fucking flew us out there. And we used everybody's equipment except our guitars and shit, you know? So it was, like, really convenient. It was just fucking sick. Felt like Metallica for a minute, you know?
Yeah, man. Just going to a different country, playing some shows.
Yeah.
And I might as well ask you, what was the biggest crowd you played for?
You know, 600,000 about, something like that.
600,000, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Nah. That was last
that was
week.
Yeah,
no. It was a rough day for them, you know. It's a small crowd.
Get off the stage.
Nah, I mean, not for real though. We play like upper hundreds, you know. We never played in front of 1,000 people or anything like that, but we've done like 1,000 shows, so we played in front of a bunch of people.
What was the smallest, absolute?
We actually played in front of, the two girls that we brought to the show once. That actually happened. That was in Lindenhurst. The bartender even left the room. That was the worst. That wasn't our fault, though. That wasn't... Yeah, it was... I think Meredith booked that show or whatever.
Did you get laid at least?
I didn't. No.
No.
So they were not impressed with their private show.
It was like...
It fucking
was
women.
Yeah, I mean, they want to see you like be rock stars, not like see you not be rock stars. Right.
Plus, when you're playing in your home area, I don't know. It just doesn't happen as often as it does when you're out of state.
But, I mean, we used to take better. Every show that we were offered because we just wanted to do everything we could, you know, and we did played some whack shows as a result, you know. We played Long Island a week or two ago. We played in front of 150 people or something like that. It's all right. You know, we played Brooklyn a couple weeks before that. Same kind of, you know, size crowd, and we did awesome.
What's your favorite place to play?
Texas.
Texas?
Really?
That's what I'd say. I mean,
any particular place in Texas? Just Texas.
For some reason, every show we do in Texas is amazing. You know, Dan will probably agree, right?
I mean, definitely.
They just, you know, the bordering states, like Oklahoma, all that kind of shit. It's like, it's just whatever. Every time we play Texas, it's amazing. And we probably play Texas not that many times, maybe like 5-8 times or something like that. I don't know. But like, we just rule in Texas. I don't know. Aside from that, Brooklyn's pretty much our home.
Well, you sing about drinking, and if there's one thing I know, Texas likes drinking.
That's true. I never thought about that. That's true. They like
too.
They like burgers and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of aesthetic. Lots of awesome people in Texas. They, I remember when we had like 3 off days in a row, or maybe even 4 or 5.
It was
2
like,
separate people in yeah. Texas let us just hang out at their fucking place.
Nice.
Bought us food.
And it was just like this one house. It was like one of these. It's so weird. I don't know, man. Texas.
They so just live cheap. For cheap, cheap out there. You know?
They live so big. Cheap, big. And they have so much. This guy had like fucking pools, jacuzzis, and like all this shit. And he's like, "Yeah, I pay like $200 a month. Share the apartment."
Jesus. You know, I gotta ask you. At what point did he whip his dick out? He's like,
"Room and board, motherfuckers."
Yes, 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 boys.
Nah, it's not like that. I swear.
Why are you turning bright red?
Because I'm just having a difficult time with these memories.
Right. Why are you holding your mouth shut?
All right, I got one last question for both of you, man. Like, since you've been on the road so many times and so many different places, you got to have a lot of stories. What was just one of your favorite stories each year, real quick?
Dan's got the funny stories. I have the ones where I'm in the back of the van, like, working on videos where they're having fun and shit like that, so.
What's the question? Funny stories?
Just a story.
Story you enjoy.
Yeah. Tell them about Margot.
Who's Margo? Because yeah. Now you're turning red.
I guess we got to fucking talk about this.
I'll start it, all right? So we're playing in...
Lucas's house? We're talking about that?
What's that?
Is that that chick?
What chick?
Nah, dude, this is out of state.
The road story, man.
No, this is... I think it's Worcester, Massachusetts. We do a show. Yeah. And
very weird show.
So this dude, we'll call him Billy Dice. His first name's something else, but his... He's something Dice, right? So Billy Dice,
yeah.
He books a show. It's you know, it's pretty whack. He's a weird. He's like rumored to actually be autistic or something. He's a weird guy. We get to the show. We do the show, and his girlfriend is there, and she's like fucking, at least in my opinion, was a sick freaking beast. She, you guys know Violator from Spawn?
Yeah.
Her makeup,
I forgot about the makeup.
Her make, she has like blue across the whole top of her head.
Oh
like,
my god, she had the clown makeup?
She did. It was, she wasn't sure. I don't know what the fuck it was. She looked like Leonardo from the Turtles. I was like,
and she had a big bulbous nose.
She had big bulbous everything, you know. And so Dan took a liking to her, and she liked.
He read
too.
Spawn growing up. He was all into it.
Right. So all right.
I didn't see it that way.
All right. I'll go take it one step further, and then you could take it from there. So Dan's like wasted. He's like holding hands with her and shit. The boyfriend was looking. The old Mexican guy comes in the bar. Dan buys her a fucking rose for $5 and shit. And so we're going to. So the Tommy Dice. Fuck, his name's Tommy Dice. That's it. So Tommy Dice is
the
like.
Dice man.
He's like, "You guys are going to crash at Margo's place tonight." We're like, "All right." Dan's like, "Yes." So we drive over there. It's like an hour drive because Massachusetts is spread out and shit. So we get there. And.
We all went into the house, and I started to come to my senses a little bit, and was like, "What did I get myself into?"
That was much later.
But she, I don't know, she was cooking us food, and everything she made was just extremely bad.
Like, she made hamburgers bad somehow. They're like super salty and weird. We're drinking Hypnotic. It was fucking terrible.
Yeah,
would you like some salty burgers and Hypnotic?
Yeah, it was fucking weird.
No one both.
And then, you know, it's time to go to sleep. And then once everyone went off to their rooms, which...
The rest of the band slept in the attic, which was full
of cats. Yeah, it was full of cat piss.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Dan slept somewhere else.
But I got this... But,
the
I don't like
bedroom.
To brag about it.
He doesn't want to sleep. Say it. He just...
I got to sleep in her room. But as I was coming to my senses and trying to just get out of the situation, it became pretty clear that she wasn't having it. And I was just like, all right, I guess I'm going to have to do this. So, you know, we got to it. And... there was a string.
Oh!
I said,
"Red Thunder."
I said,
"Red on like, red crime."
I was like, "Are you on your period?" And she was like, no, no, why? Why would you ask? And I don't know, some swift way she did it, but she got the thing out. And then when I went and felt again, I was like, oh, it's not there. And I was like, all right, maybe it was true.
It was, she like suck it up, like,
like Lady in a Tramp and shit.
But
like spaghetti,
like that shit Boba Fett fell into.
You know, then,
the old Sarlacc pit.
Just eventually, did it. Raw.
Raw.
Unfortunately.
Oh no.
So how was chlamydia?
No. I mean, she.
You got tetanus from fucking without a
period. No. She was clean. She was totally clean. But, you know, she was pretty big. And right. Then her nana, or whatever they, you know, people. To me, it's a grandma, but some people are like, no, it's a nanny nana. Like, they impose on calling this their grandma a nanny. And I'm like, whatever. She was one of those fucking people. And her nanny or whatever walked in on us, so I guess the noise. And then, you know, she's just like, Nana, get out of here. She's like, oh. Like that.
Room for one more?
Yeah. So the second, like, and I'm telling you, it got the hours just kept going by. And I was like, I can't believe I'm still doing this.
Oh, my God.
You were banging her for hours?
Hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, at that point, she must have been like, I hope this guy comes soon, man.
No. She was very into it. I mean, she was claiming multiple orgasms.
Wait, time out. Now, Greg, are you up in the attic with like a bunch of dudes with cat piss? Yeah. Just listen to him go like, wow.
Well, I mean, we couldn't hear it, but we knew what was going on, and it sounded like a pig squealing in my mind.
But like, I'm telling you, once it hit morning, I woke up and I was like, "All right, she's asleep." And I like got up and I ran upstairs and I was like, "Everyone, get the fuck up! We are leaving right now! Like right now! Like we're not fucking talking to anybody. Get your shit, let's go." It was like 8 a.m, and we had a show the next day in Rhode Island or something, or.
In New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yeah. And, like, we're all, like, getting out, and she's still sleeping. And, of course, it's, like, the last. We're all in the van, ready to go. And I'm, like, shutting her door. And she's like, ah. And I'm like, oh, God. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, we got to go to the next show in Rhode Island, or New Hampshire. She's like, well, I thought I was coming with you.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, nah, there's no room. And I just like shut the fucking door. Ran in, and like I remember I was like, drive the fucking van! Drive! Yeah. And Doug was like, well, should I go? Should I go now? I'm like, back it out! Let's go! Before she comes storming out, like with a bag, like fucking latching onto the van.
Like T-1000.
Yeah.
Right, and next day we get to the show in New Hampshire. Yeah. And Tommy Dice is there and he... First thing he says to us, another day, another vendetta.
Yeah, he was a weird kid. I was like, oh, and I was worried. I was like, I don't know if he's pissed.
He fucked his wife, right?
No, it was a girlfriend. Oh. And she was saying that he wasn't even fucking her. She was talking like,
I don't blame him,
she's never been, like, fucked. That's how she was talking. I don't know if she was a virgin, but she was just like, I never get fucked.
I don't know if she was a virgin.
Doesn't seem like
and it. I mean, for a big girl... She was tight, you know.
Wait, Tom, is your impression that big girls are sloppy and like they have sloppy pussy?
It's usually an easy entry for me. But she was hard. She was very tight.
So you're trying to say that she's never messed with the black guys then? She's still dating the white boy?
I don't know.
I like to think of you running out of the house and like getting everyone up, like just butt naked, just thinking of sex.
It's like he didn't even wash the blood off or anything.
It took him a couple of minutes because he's a ginger, and then
like, I thought it was my pubes.
Is that blood on your dick?
No, but when I was awake, when I woke up in the morning, And when I left her bed, I saw there was a bloody tampon right at the edge of the bed.
Oh, man. So she just
slung it.
She MacGyvered? She just got out of there, man?
I don't know how she did it. Maybe
she
it was
tossed a, it like a
maybe
grenade.
It was a projectile.
Oh, she's a magician on the weekend. You know, poof.
When I went to Amsterdam, I saw a stripper take a dildo, put it in her vagina.
You could say whatever you want here.
Yeah. And she literally was able to shoot it out like it. Shot up in the air
into the ceiling,
like literally, we were all like, "Whoa!" and like ducked out of the way,
hit the girl in the second floor in the head.
You went down the stairs or something, right?
Yeah, and then the guy's like, "Did anyone lose this?" You know?
That's an awesome Benny Hill type.
It was great. I'm telling you, the strip clubs and the stuff in Amsterdam, the sex shit in Amsterdam, totally top notch, best ever. You know, and it's affordable.
That's a ringing endorsement. And it's affordable.
You know what? You don't got to break your bank to get.
If you wanted to do what you do in Amsterdam in New York, you'd be fucking spending millions of dollars.
He went on Yelp immediately after. Yeah.
5 stars. Cheap pussy.
I was a big hit over there.
This guy says, good cheap pussy.
The first banana Dan ever ate was out of a stripper's pussy in Amsterdam.
The first banana was
I can't even buy that. You didn't eat a banana until you were a full-grown adult?
Yep.
A cow. You never had like.
That's the part you're hung up on,
man. He doesn't do shit like that.
Yeah, I'm not into like sugary shit and fruit is.
Did you know what it was? Were you like, what is this weird fruit?
What is this vagina fruit?
No. I knew what a banana was.
I'm not crazy.
She was, you know, sticking the banana in her pussy, and then it was sticking out. She was just like, grabbed my hand. She's like, eat it, and I was like, all right. That was the first time I actually tasted a banana. That was the first time I tasted a banana.
If girls just
But that's got to be an off-tasting banana.
If girls just yell at you, you just kind of do what they say. If they're just like,
eat the banana!
It's like, oh,
then a situation like that. I actually got yelled at. Yeah? She yelled at me for actually licking her pussy.
Mm.
Was it in the peel still?
That's no,
this was later.
You can't lick a banana peel coming out of a hooker's pussy.
No, this was later. I don't think I got
any
actual pussy lickage on the banana ordeal. Because I didn't eat the full banana.
You're not a weirdo.
I was like, all right, you know, let's get the banana out of here.
You took like one bite? Did you bite it down to the puss lips? Because then it stuck, right? Like
They got Kegel control.
I mean, yeah. I went pretty deep. My head, like her thighs were like, on my ears, you know, so I was in there, but I don't know. It's not like actually eating a pussy. It wasn't, because I actually tried to do it later on her, and that's when I got yelled at.
Don't eat my pussy. That's from my fucking husband.
then I asked her, I was like, how much to fuck you? And she was like, oh, I'm not one of those. You got to go to one of the girls in the window. Wait. I was like, all right.
What, she just specialized in?
She just specialized in banana?
She's just banana girl. Oh.
She was a personal stripper. Like, she
was an actress.
For an hour.
Oh. A performer.
For literally for an hour. With this, I'm telling you, I bought this package, this sex package.
Vondersex?
This craziness. And it was amazing. And it, literally for an hour, it was open bar. She was your bartender. She was fully nude. And she was like standing, you know, as if you were at a strip club, you know, they're above you, they're higher, they're standing on a higher platform, and she just kept giving you drinks, and then if she wasn't giving you drinks, she's dancing on you with her tits in your face, and you know, you could touch, you can do way more than you can at the New York strip clubs.
God bless Amsterdam.
Yeah, man. I would love to send you around the world and just give me like your Rogers of everything, where it's just like. Dan's experience in Amsterdam. Like, look, there's a fuck palette.
It's like a Zagat's guy, but better.
Yeah,
it did. Well, Amsterdam was when I went with my cousin. This was 2010. We did Amsterdam, Ireland, and London. And Amsterdam was the first place we went. So I was just like, you know, went crazy with the sex shit.
Let's stay here forever.
You know, but then when we went to Ireland, I was like, wait, I can't do the sex shit. But then I was just like, wait.
We got to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I got to do it the old-fashioned. But I'm telling you, when I was in Ireland, I was like a fucking celebrity. I'm just saying.
Ginger. Of course you're going to claim that.
I fit right in over there.
The golden boy finally came back.
I just didn't talk.
The prodigal son has returned.
Came back.
I said chosen one.
I'm telling you, I walked into the club. I don't go to clubs in New York, but in Ireland, I was in the club and fucking. I went up to some chick. I was talking to her for maybe 20 minutes, and I was like, "Yeah, my hotel is attached to the club. Let's go. You know, let's go check it out." She was from Germany.
Let's go check it out.
She was from Germany, so she was a tourist too. She was a tourist from Germany at Ireland, and within 20 minutes, I was like, "This is unbelievable. I just gotta live." Outside.
It's Long Island, man. Long Island is just the worst uptight bullshit ever.
It really is.
Yeah.
I could speak to that.
Yeah. All
right, man.
Well, I hate to do
and
this.
And then I went to London and practically did the same exact thing in London.
With the
just I found another chick.
Bunch of German tourists.
You know. No, this one was, fuck was she from? Australia. Australian.
This is verified, too. He was known as the trifecta on the trip. Yeah. Fucking three chicks.
Three chicks, three countries.
Not too bad, Dan. Yeah. I gotta give respect.
Well, I hate to do this because these are great stories, but we do have to move to the next segment here.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's do some news.
Uh-oh.
All right, painted flag, yes. You said your prayers and you taken your violence. Now it's time for the news. When it comes crashing down
and it hurts inside. Represent.
All right, so I will read these news stories. You guys chime in as you wish. Let's start with this one. Norway, a 20-year-old girl. You've heard of these transgendered. You got transracial.
Not a fan.
Transracial?
That lady who thought she was black?
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson?
Ran the NAACP?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, wait, she wasn't black.
She was white.
Yeah.
But she claimed she identified as black.
That's a new thing. Identify as whatever the fuck you want.
I identify
as a meteor.
I'm a velociraptor.
I'd like to see a black guy try that when he's getting pulled over by the cops. I identify as white.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank heavens.
Heavens. I thought you were darky.
What was the Dave Chappelle skit where he's the black Ku Klux Klan?
The blind Klansman.
Yeah. Fucking nigga.
That shit was great.
Well, this woman identifies as a cat.
Oof.
She claims that she has a rare genetic birth defect that makes her a cat trapped in a human body. She realized when she was 16, she has heightened senses and hisses at dogs and hates water.
She's like a cartoon version of what a cat is.
I think it's a fake story.
Or she's schizophrenic. We've known about these for a long time.
Hmm.
I like kitty litter.
She even walks around with fake cat ears and a cat tail.
No, she,
that's kind of hot. I don't know.
That's kind of hot.
That's sexy. I agree.
Right.
But only if she said. What if it was actually grown? Like a spandex outfit or something like
that. She's a larger lady.
Right. She don't shave her legs or anything either. Probably.
She's like a Cheshire.
Cats have fur, Greg. Cats have fur.
She's like a Cheshire cat. Meow.
Awful.
Well, psychologists have told her she can grow out of it, but she doesn't seem to want to. Judging by this story,
you think she's got like a giant scratching post at the house?
It's in this picture, yes.
Just her couch is torn to shit.
This is how you know we're giving people too much freedom.
She only eats
like everyone's
tuna.
A special little snowflake. So
yeah,
you be whoever you want.
I think it's cool.
I'm a cat.
I think, you know, if you're at the bar and you meet the cat lady, it's like she's like, I'm a cat. And you're like, oh, that's cool.
She's not at a bar. Loud noises scare her.
Oh, I don't know. She's on the fence or whatever she's doing. Yeah. It, you know?
Right.
She's killing mice under your house.
Yeah. I don't want to be old crouchy, dude, but we got to nip this in the bud. Like, we got to stop this nonsense. We can choose whatever you want to be.
Right.
Yeah. You could be a cat, but she can't be a cat.
I don't want to be a cat either. I'll be like, yo, I want to be a millionaire. I'll be a Trump.
I want to be a transformer.
I identify as Trump. I'm going to do my shitty. I say what I want. I act like I own the place.
I think you know, you should be allowed to do whatever you want, but you got to be like, come on.
You know? No, I like that. Be whatever you want, but be ready to accept some judgment.
You know, if you're a transgender person, you're like, oh, I want to be a woman. It's like, yeah, but you're really a guy. Just be like, yeah, I know. But
I identify as woman, dude, but I got a dong.
No, Dan, I agree with you. That is so reasonable. Just go up to Jenner and be like, you're a guy, man. Just stop the charade, bro.
I know.
You're a tranny, bro. You're not a chick. You weren't born.
I mean, you can dress how you want, say what you want, do whatever you want, but like, come on, at the end of the day, you gotta come to terms with
UP standing up.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
I say you can't be whatever you're not unless you take care of what you were.
What do you mean?
Like, well, if you identify as black, you got to take care of your whiteness. And if you identify as a chick, you got to take care of that dick.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay. Commit.
Yeah. Right.
Commit fully before you get the opportunity.
Yeah, like, I identify as a Latino. Well, go start mowing lawns then. I don't know. Like,
why'd you look at Lou when you said that?
Well, you motherfucker.
Why wouldn't I look at Lou?
Well, you looked at him especially when you said, go start mowing lawns.
Yeah, listen, we do a lot more than mow lawns, all right? We have...
They babysit, too. Babysit.
We have parades and...
build carnival games and...
make a mean churro.
We're halfway decent boxers for the first part of our careers.
Hey, no, you're good boxers, but, I mean, you got no knockout power. You got to put some weight on, man. You got to eat some more of that Goya.
It's always the lightweights, right?
Yeah, it's always the lightweights.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Speaking of Puerto Rico, let's do a Puerto Rican story. Henry Rosario Martinez is dead.
Who is that?
He's a man with a passion for poker. So his family did the one thing they could think of to tribute this man and his life. They had him embalmed, stuffed, and placed at a poker table alongside friends and family.
That's awesome. What I want to happen to me. Embalm me. And just bring me around.
Like taxidermy over there.
Just because I'm dead doesn't mean I can't hang out.
Weekend at Bernie's. Straight up.
I think sick.
That's what I want. Be like, oh, Dan's right here. You know? It's like, all right. But yeah, isn't that the best?
If you get the insurance to bomb yourself, man, I'll drag you around everywhere I go.
I'm just, people got to embrace death a little bit better. Just like, you don't always got to be so sad about it.
So you think these people are doing it right? They're celebrating his life.
Be like, you know, it's like, what did whoever loved one or person died? What did they like to do? You know,
poker.
He liked to do poker, or he liked to do whatever. Fucking embalm him, and just like set up a little part of your house dedicated to him, and where he's just chilling.
I like the way you
know what?
Think.
Put me in a fun house. I want to scare kids.
Yeah. No, that
I want to hold the chainsaw.
Right. He's like, let me rot and put me in that house.
Don't even embalm me. Just put me in there.
Yeah. I want to scare. Yeah.
I want to make
set
this...
me up all scary. Just make me a dead body
fucking
on the floor.
Use my skull in the next like horror movie or some shit, yo.
That would actually be kind of an honor.
Yeah.
It's like Rob Zombie's next picture. There's your skull.
Instead of letting fucking bugs eat me in the fucking ground.
I agree.
I would like to be
do something.
My hands put in gang symbols as I'm filmed in pornos with not banging chicks, just in the background, just like
so. You, just like a dead guy who photobombs porn. That's gonna be so awkward for the viewer. Like he's about to go, like oh, no, not this guy.
That's, you know, pan away, pan away. He's got a maggot in his eye.
Yeah. Well, no, please embalm me though.
Right.
I don't want to look. Gross.
You're going to look like a porcelain doll.
Cool.
Anyway, just so you guys know, this guy was 31 when he died, and it was due to a lethal mixture of alcohol and prescription drugs.
Nice.
Has not been ruled out.
Real winner.
As a suicide yet. He used to sing reggaeton music, loved rooster fights,
reggaeton
and
music?
A fan of gambling.
Oh, God.
He's the worst kind of dude.
He couldn't have been any more stereotypical.
This dude is... And he kind of looks like your roommate when he's old. Yeah.
He walks in the house. He's like, gasolina! Yeah. It's Mr. 305.
We got dangerous news for humans and robot alike. Robots are going to start reading our minds in the near future.
I don't know about dangerous.
I think it's dangerous.
Because the first thing I thought when I heard this is like, cats, he's not even going to have to say the word blowjob.
But that's what I'm thinking. It's for you guys, you don't know this, but Brian desperately wants to bang a robot.
Big time.
No, I want a robot sex puppet.
Well, that's what we just
said. I think that's what
that's
we just said.
Understandable, yeah. Though. I mean.
So, like, when these robots read our mind and they know our deepest fears and and weaknesses, Brian's robot will just be like, you want a blowjob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to know it is spit in his mouth. Yeah.
They said it all snickery, but enjoy date night, thanks.
I mean, let's say you fuck some, you know, somehow you end up fucking some beautiful woman some night or something like that, and then the next day you find out she's a robot. Does it really matter?
I'm playing Fallout right now,
only
and that happens in that game. And
only
I shot that bitch in the head.
What?
She tried to kill me.
Oh, well, that's different.
It's a robot.
I'd rock a stepford-wife type scenario any day, man. Just kind of, like, keep the house nice, man. Like, fuck you...
I find it hard that the robot would be able to read your mind. I mean, even in Terminator, No one can. No one's a mind reader in Terminator, and that's what I hold
of robot shit. I want you to keep in mind, according to Terminator, Judgment Day happened in 1997, so I wouldn't hold it as gospel.
It's gospel.
You know, shit gets delayed. You know?
Hey, computers. Man, what will be, man.
Well, basically what they're saying in the story is that, like, let's say you're thinking of a song. You got a song in your head. Your phone, within the next 10 years, will be able to identify that you're thinking about that song and play that song.
That's impossible. That's not happening.
That's going to happen. 10 years seems, like, optimistic. It's possible. I don't know. But
well, let's call it 14. It does say by 2030.
I don't know what year it's going to happen. It seems like it should probably happen at some point, you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, dude.
I mean, how would...
Dude, your brain's making electrical connections. You put some electrodes on your hand and sense what's going on in there. You listen to that song, and the computer's like, oh, that's what it looks like when you listen to that song. And then your brain's doing the same exact thing. And it's like, oh, that's the song, you know?
I mean, how ridiculous was wireless internet, like, before we had it, you know?
This is true.
Probably sounded like magic. But now it's just commonplace.
I remember being in middle school, my friend telling me about the magic of what, like, pretty soon these web pages will load in less than a minute.
And now we have like
and
wireless.
And it was mind-blowing, and now it's like 30 seconds, and I'm like, refresh.
And we have like wireless charging now. That's a very common place.
Fucking the future, man. Yeah. We already got robots that drink with us.
That's true.
We got robots that refuse our orders. These are all stories that we've covered in the past few weeks.
Dan's a robot that drinks with us.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm drinking with Dan for a long time, man. Robot.
He quietly nodded. Affirmative. Yes. Yeah.
My CPU is a neural net processor. I love your computer.
I drink a computer.
All right, let's do this next one. A couple weeks ago, we talked about Tony the Tiger's Twitter account. Mm-hmm. How he was being inundated and sexually harassed by furries.
What the fuck's a furry, man?
What the fuck's a furry? Really? Oh, boy. Dude, really? You have a world to learn about.
I know Furry Tom from Return of the Killer Tomatoes. I don't know what a furry is, though.
A furry is a person who likes to dress in, I guess what I could best describe as a mascot outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big animal suit, and then they fuck.
Oh.
Since when?
I wasn't expecting
this
last part.
This has been around for a while.
And then they like to fuck.
Whenever E was invented, that's when they fucking...
It's been around so long that it's not the weirdest thing anymore.
It's kind of weird.
It's super weird.
It is weird.
Right. Especially when we go into like the previous story we were talking about on this topic was they were harassing Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that big muscle.
But you said
tiger.
His Twitter.
Who is Tony
is
the Tiger again?
Frosted Flakes.
The guy.
They're great.
Yeah.
The Tiger from
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Come on. That sugary shit. It's
like, that tiger ain't even sexy.
What happened in your childhood, man?
Oh, my God.
You don't like ice cream. You don't like birthday cakes. Like,
nah.
Did you not have enough birthdays?
I don't know.
You're like, I don't even want a cake.
Fucking
potatoes and steak, Dad.
Cakes are terrible.
I don't know.
Dan's fifth birthday, he gave me cake. He's like, what is this shit?
Nah, there's video. There's video of me as a young kid throwing a fucking hissy fit over someone trying to give me ice cream. Like,
heavens forbid.
Just eat it. Just eat it. And I'm like, get that shit out of my fucking face.
Oh, he was three.
Dude, that's why you were so mad and when you took that bite of that Choco Taco?
Well, I was just... Choco Taco? I thought it was at a fucking restaurant. A Mexican restaurant you guys went to and had tacos. And I was like, all right. Cool. A Choco Taco. It's like saying...
A taco from tacos.
A fucking Taco Bell taco or a Del Taco, you know? It's like, that's
why hasn't
shit.
No one made a Choco Taco restaurant, man? That is just awesome.
I... Choco Taco is over on Main Street. Yeah, I go there all the time. That's what I was envisioning. And then I was like, this is fucking ice cream. Get this shit out of here. I thought you were joking.
Oh, wow. Let's get back to this story.
Yeah, here. I got a question, though. Like, so what's the process when a furry likes to dress up like a mascot and then likes to fuck?
They have
they have furry conventions.
Do they fuck in the costume?
Yes.
I'm led to believe.
Yes.
They make a hole.
I'm
in
sure
the
there's a fly.
They do.
Of some sort.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Like a Velcro hatch.
Yeah, you like, and then like it drops as like a square.
Yeah, there's got to be like those pajamas that
you need to hit giblets, man. You can't hit giblets with that. No.
So do like furry chicks like have sexy furry costumes?
No. They look like the Nestle Quick Bunny.
That sucks.
You're not even fucking Lola Bunny from Space Jam.
I can't relate.
Do you be fucking Jessica Rabbit underneath there?
Dude.
But.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
Dude.
Well, Tony the Tiger, by the way, has fought back.
And now he is banning furries from his Twitter account. And the furries are not taking it too lightly. I'll read some. This comes from @SockCorgi. Raise your hand if you have been personally victimized by Tony the Tiger. That's right. Now we're claiming victimhood.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sounds like he touched him inappropriately.
Not a fan.
@Cellmate says, I'm blocked by Tony the Tiger, and that's enough to basically ruin my week.
That's a very literal statement.
@LoganRue says, a new Hunger Games style battle where furries try to survive while real Tony the Tiger purges them from his earth. # Tony the Tiger Gate.
I think people have too much free will to say what they want to say at this point.
Yeah.
And this final person.
Too much freedom.
Yes.
This final person is taking, I guess, liberties with the new Disney flick.
That was the one time all day you put your mouth in the mic. Right. I love it.
But Edge Destroys writes, has Tony the Tiger not seen the Zootopia trailers? We are here. We mainstream. Get with the times or get left behind.
Wait, what's Zootopia?
It's a new Disney flick with talking animals.
I'm pretty sure
and the furries are taking that like, this is our party.
I thought it was a big furry fuck party.
Zootopia?
It could be.
It could be. It's like FurryCon 2016 Zootopia. Mm-hmm. Gross.
Dress as your favorite Madagascar character. Do it.
I have a question, man. Who's hotter, Jessica Rabbit or Hollywood from Cool World?
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. Cool World? What the fuck are you talking about?
Cool World,
that
man.
That movie with Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt, man.
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm. I think, Gabriel Burns.
I think Hollywood. Yeah. And she and was. Nobody ever agrees with me.
Who's Kim Basinger? Jessica Rabbit? Isn't that the shit from fucking Rabbit?
Who framed
Roger Rabbit.
The rabbit from the rabbit, man.
The rabbit.
Well, isn't that a fucking cartoon?
Yeah.
That's the quest.
They're talking cartoons. About. They're talking cartoons. About the two quintessential hot cartoon chicks.
Mm-hmm. No, when I think of hot cartoon.
It's Betty Boop.
Fucking the chick from King of the Hill.
What?
Really?
Luann.
Luann?
Oh, that's that straight up butterface cartoon, though.
I white trash shit.
Oh, no.
Did you not hear his Massachusetts story?
Right. Yeah. You,
oh, my God.
You got to know your audience, I guess.
I don't know. I wasn't even that turned on by Luann, man. That was just white. Like you said, it was just like just so trashy. Jessica Rabbit?
You know, that retarded blonde from that
That's
cartoon.
That's out of my league, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, I think, was the first
that
time
purple
I was like,
dress?
Bing.
So you guys don't like Hollywood?
No.
She's all right.
That was like 1991. Yeah. Jessica Rabbit's my OG.
All right. I mean, they're pretty OG, both of them, though, right?
But one's got like 4 or 5 years on her. I mean, Jessica Rabbit was my first time I was like, I like girls. Love it.
That was like 2012 or something like that, right?
Jessica Rabbit?
No, when you first liked girls.
Oh, well, no, again, the second time.
Oh, okay.
Because you had that whole period where I was like,
you know, wait, yeah, you know, one of my first memories of jerking off was the sex scene in Howard the Duck.
What?
Oh, really?
That girl was fucking good.
Yeah, Leah Thompson.
She was bad hot to me when I was young.
Why don't you talk about the first scene with the two ducks are banging?
Nah.
But that movie does have duck tits.
Dude, that movie has mad adult shit in it.
Like, you see
Howard
the
Duck, when Howard the Duck and that chick were hooking up.
The Duck.
Yeah, baby.
I jerked off to that, definitely.
A George Lucas directed movie.
And that shit is on HBO.
That was his follow-up to Star Wars.
That's his best work, in my opinion.
Howard the Duck?
How did that man never win an Academy Award? Yeah.
Howard the Duck? I'm not even a fan of Star Wars. I would take Howard the Duck over Star Wars any day.
He read Play Duck.
Second.
Fucking Play Duck.
Yeah, I don't mind saying that as well. Yeah, there it is. The room has it.
Howard the Duck. George Lucas's greatest feat.
In my book.
Yeah.
You need a noise clip for, like, that's been registered into the database.
I'm going to mark that down. I got a little comment section here. I'm going to put Howard the Duck.
Like, catch what you're like.
All right. Sorry to interrupt.
Let's do a music story because we got you guys here. How do you feel about this? A new bill proposed by Philadelphia Councilman Mark Squeela would compel music venues in the city to provide lists of full names and addresses of their upcoming performers so they can track them. Make sure they're not doing anything.
Where is that from?
Who's tracking? Philly. The police or the club?
Like the police.
Oh, fuck that.
They're
Your mind?
Finally, they'll crack down on this gosh darn rock and roll music.
Yeah, that means like every rock star and rapper can't come to Philly.
You can't come to Philly. Yeah, for what? so they could turn it into the town from Footloose?
It's not going to work, though, because they're going to lose money. You know, it's like, how much money does the town make from having, like, people come
well,
to
the
town?
Well, they're saying it'll stop crime, traffic, litter, noise,
what are the
parking, and hours
and revenue.
What are the 76ers going to do?
Oh, that's true.
They're fine, I think.
Yeah, what about football players who have?
They're fine. That's football. We
oh, yeah. I thought you. All right, my bad.
No, this is only
you
musicians.
Don't hear about musicians beating dogs and shit.
Yeah,
I thought it was just it's only football.
Unless it's
most
DMX.
Criminals you do hear about are sports yeah. players.
Most citizens of Philadelphia have a bigger criminal record than anybody who's coming there anyway.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a good point. Except for Rocky, he's the shit.
One thing they got. That's why
I bet you Rocky has some domestic abuses they don't talk about in the movie.
Actually, if you watch that first movie, he was a leg breaker. Before he got boxing.
Yeah, so he was fucked up. Come on.
Of course he was.
He also wouldn't let Adrian leave his house. Like, no, you won it.
Yeah, oh, he totally raped Adrian in that first movie.
First one?
No, it was love.
He's like, these are my turtles, Cuff and Link. No, it's bold.
Doesn't he snuff fucking Paulie in one of the
That's Godfather,
films?
Man.
Same shit.
70s Guinea movie.
I love him, man. I love that shit.
Let's talk about art for a minute. This is the East Village of New York City. A local artist has attempted to make as many sandwiches as her mother made over 13 years and only 5 days.
So who the fuck wants to see him?
That's enough of that story.
That's what I would have said.
She's making 2,000 plus sandwiches over the course of a couple days.
Why?
Art.
That's art?
That's art?
I was like, thanks, Mom, for the sandwiches, you fucking harpy.
A lot of PB&Js. Did I miss anything in this story, Lou? Or
no, I mean, like...
Whipping him at the house.
Just like, you know, people are identifying as more and more shit, people are saying that crazier shit is art. It's like, no, that's not art. This, you're just...
You're wasting peanut butter.
If you think an assembly line of sandwiches is art, then you should go take yourself to China and see some real art, bro. Those children...
I agree with you, but I just realized, like, so my first initial reaction is like, that's ridiculous. But then I'm thinking, like, what if my buddy was like, I'm going to make 20,000 sandwiches in 5 days? I'd be like, do it. That's awesome. You know, so there is an awesome element to it.
I see where you're going with
that. You know
what
I mean?
You'd be like, why first?
I'd be like, that's kind of, I'd be like, do it. That's, you know, I just think it's a cool thing to
do. I don't think they would say it's art, though.
Yeah, so whether it's art or not, whatever, but the point is there is some kind of value in it in the sense that it's kind of like a cool thing that someone's just going to make fucking 5,000 sandwiches. Oh. Right.
And then he hits up and like, yo, can I borrow your van, man?
I got a lot of bread to
transport. Yeah, I got a lot of bread.
Do you accept bread?
Yeah.
Pays you in crusts.
Right.
Let's cut the crust off.
If he does it with PB&J, it's probably not even going to cost that much to make 2,000 sandwiches. It's probably like...
Costs you enough.
Like $600, man.
And maybe. That chick's probably going around like telling her friends, I'm going to make five... They're all like, oh my God, you're going to make so many sandwiches. Fucking beautiful.
You're a true artist.
Can I have one? God. No.
No.
Is she going to put them in like a stack in the gallery or something?
He's gonna eat.
I hope so. I hope they're just stacked up to waste.
Now, if you walk by, if you walk by, you're free to take. Or they just?
No, I think she's.
Or is it just a complete waste of?
I know, food? Right. She's donating.
They better be
it.
Feeding somebody with that.
No
shit.
Way. They're gonna sit there and they're gonna get moldy and it's gonna become more beautiful.
Yeah.
See that? They should be killed. If you're doing something like that, yeah. Come on.
That is incredibly wasteful.
Dan says we need a culling.
We need a purge.
No, I'm a big fan of
killing motherfuckers away sandwiches.
I don't really like the movies, but the idea of that is amazing.
Okay, so
sweets should really
and
be embraced.
Yeah.
What, fruits.
If you're
there?
Into peanut butter jelly sandwiches or ice cream, you gotta go.
Didn't you watch the movie, man? The rich people have like assassins with fucking 50 cows.
Oh, I know, but I think
they are hiring the poor people.
Yeah. The monster.
Are we really getting into the politics of the purge?
I just don't want to be in the purge, man. I don't got money like to be having fun in the purge. I don't got like let's.
I think that you know, I'm not gonna be a full blown criminal in the purge. I'm just gonna kill people that have crossed me.
You're gonna be the Punisher.
Like you're like a Punisher.
No, that's not gonna be like, oh, it's gotta be a social justice. It's like this person really pissed me off last week. Or like, you know,
oh, you're gonna be petty.
A month ago, I'm gonna kill him when the purge comes. And when the purge comes, I snipe him out and I go back in my house and I hide.
I'd be dead like 30 times by now.
Probably.
Purge tonight? Oh,
be like, purge, woo.
I mean you would have to, you know, I'm fairly decently weapons trained to where like, you know,
what,
it's bad for me.
Hang on. What weapons?
I'm not getting into this.
Like nunchucks? You not a
nunchuck? No, like guns.
Okay.
Mostly nunchucks in size.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a fucking, I'm not going to be Raphael out there with a fucking scythe.
That'd be amazing. I'm talking like, I want to see that.
I can shoot a gun. I can fucking operate a gun.
Oh, is he Dan in a Ninja Turtles mask?
Nah.
Killing the Purge. Right.
Anything you can tie together with a chain?
He's the MacGyver of that shit.
I think you would do some sick shit. You wouldn't just shoot people. I think you would, if you had your chance to get vengeance.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like if I'm dealing with political fucking assassins running around, I'm just going to kill my guy quick and just get back home and hide. I'm not fucking
You're a responsible
around.
Purger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be responsible.
What if you have two people? Do you kill two people or risk it?
I would try and kill as many as I could, but I would also, have a mind of logic.
You seem petty about that shit, though. You said, like, somebody who annoyed you last week.
This motherfucker.
Nah,
like,
this
is the guy at the pizzeria who didn't give me the corner slice.
You shorted me a garlic knot, you son of a bitch.
I don't know. It depends.
There were only four nuggets in this box.
You sent me free ice cream.
Do you have someone who would be your first purged?
Definitely.
If you had one friend that you had to purge, who would you just want it to be?
That I had to? Like, what's the reason for having to do
it? Now, the Fifth Amendment of the American Constitution says you do not have to incriminate yourself.
I know, I'm
rich,
not.
The rich people make you. It's like part of their little liaison. That's rich people words for fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a fan of rich people.
He speaks rich.
You mean French?
Isn't that the same thing?
Yes.
All right, so if you had to kill one of your friends and it would just gun to your head, who would you just like rather it be?
I mean, it depends on what is the real definition of friend. Because I have plenty of people that are probably like, oh, this guy's my friend, but it's like...
Anybody who's on your Facebook.
You have to understand, Dan's a rock star, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, there's a lot of people that...
Is there anybody
like,
who's
anyone
already on been, borrowed time right, or
how
something?
About
on
you,
borrowed
time. Anyone you've been friends with since high school?
All right. And this is like,
it's
not
seconds.
So much a vengeance thing. It's a, you have to
it's
kill
a plan-
somebody.
Mercy kill?
You gotta kill somebody, and you gotta pick the person. It's a so-called friend you know from high school, and you have 5 seconds to choose. 1, 4 Who is it? Who was the first person that came to mind? Say it.
Probably like Mike Marnese.
Oh yeah.
That was just it's more of like it's like
I back that.
It's a good call. I like. I was gonna say something else, but yeah, Mike.
But you know, I'm not very angry. I'm not very angry at it. At him to where like I would do something now.
So you're very you're thinking about who deserves to die more than what. Who you feel like killing more.
Yeah, who I feel like killing is definitely some petty shit where it's just like, I don't even give a fuck. But I don't know, I have a...
No, I back that, though. Kill that motherfucker. Yeah. You guys are all wearing your I Secretly Hate Martin shirts under your t-shirts, right?
I have it tatted on me, man.
There you go.
Man, that's permanent. Branded for me. All right, let's move on in the news. We only got a few more of these to go. Let's do political news real quick. Quick story, Chris Christie. We all know him.
Mm-hmm. Fat fuck.
He got on TV in Iowa to do a little bit of, bolstering his numbers, even though he's not a long shot. And he talked about that he was going to be, he was trying to say, compare himself to Rocky. You know, Rocky trained, he was hitting the meat. Same thing. So he said he was...
Rocky's a bald heavyweight?
He was talking about he wanted to pound the meat. That's that whole story.
Yeah. I fucking hate that guy. Does anybody in the world like him? I mean,
no,
I don't
that
think
guy's a violent.
He did that whole bridge shit.
Yeah, he murdered that old lady, man.
He turned a lot of people off to him.
Mm-hmm.
I heard he raped and killed a girl.
I wouldn't put it
past
him.
I believe it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to this. 40-year-old U.S. Navy Commander Michael Mizewitz. Has pled guilty.
That is an awful name.
This
just
guy,
terrible.
Oh, it's awful. But he's in big trouble because he's been trading certain perks for other perks. He has a weakness for sex, travel, and luxury goods. And he's been cashing in his status to gain all of those things. He made a reservation with an escort service to provide four prostitutes to spend 3 days with him.
in Singapore, so then you know there's some shady shit going on there.
Lady boys.
And he even went so far as to write out an itemized list of the perks he was receiving, including travel expenses. This thing's really small. Let's see. Motel expenses, prostitutes. Ooh, this guy was...
Get to the big one.
What's the big one?
Lady Gaga tickets.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
He's trading national secrets for fucking poker face.
Wah, la, la, da. Yeah.
The guy is fucking rerouting these aircraft carriers for the enemy to go see Lady Gaga.
To go see fucking Lady Gaga.
I feel like, you know, that's all like whack shit and this guy sucks, but it's I'm just jaded on, like, that's just a standard fucked up douchebag, you know?
I want to read real quick what Lou sends me these stories and what he titled this story as.
What did I title it?
Fag of the Year Award goes to...
I like that.
Yeah. For Lady Gaga, you commit treason?
It's like, I really want these Streisand tickets. Send the launch codes.
He's like, I don't want to betray my country, but I haven't seen Babs yet.
I would definitely bang Lady Gaga.
She's got a body.
I watch that American Horror.
I feel like that's a chick that I can get, definitely.
Nah.
No, you could. She's worth $1 billion.
No, well, I'm not talking about the money. I'm talking about...
She's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, she's not an attractive girl.
If you saw her on the street and she worked at a fucking deli, yes, you have a shot.
Her face is kind of whack, but she's definitely attractive, man.
Yeah, well,
compared
to, like,
got the
Britney money
Spears
to keep,
and
like,
all those other ones, she's not the same, but, like...
Obviously.
She's got a body, for sure, and she's super talented.
Yeah,
she writes a lot of songs.
I'm into her because of the talent.
Right.
It is. Talent is very attractive to me.
I love what you did with Bad Romance.
Yeah.
That was sexy.
You and me have got a bad romance.
She's got...
You got a real strong poker face. Poker face. I'd like to poke your face. Poke your face.
Beat it off to Lady Gaga videos.
Yeah, I mean, if she was at the bar,
straight up,
like,
just
there.
The video, the fucking music, one of her songs.
Yeah,
definitely.
Dude, I haven't
even
seen
old school
music
shit,
video.
Man. I mean,
in like 10
there's
years.
One fucking...
I haven't beat off to
video.
A music video in a very long time.
All right, this
I haven't beat off to a music video.
You know, the sexiest music video ever.
What is it?
It was that Fiona Apple, man. Where?
Oh, I'm like, yeah, she's all... Sad.
I've been
shit.
A bad bag.
Yeah.
Heroined out. And...
Yeah. Okay.
Dude,
didn't she look like a fucking junkie?
She was in like an opium den.
I couldn't not literally get off on that, but I couldn't feel that one in a sexy way just because, like, I hated what she was saying. She's like cheating on our fucking dude and being a slut. I fucking hate that.
A lot of pop songs are about that, just being a slut.
Yeah, well, nowadays cheating. They're just about butts.
That's what that fucking...
I'm down with straight up butts. You know
just,
what I mean?
You go with a butt song?
I go to straight up butts, but if it's like, yo, I'm gonna cheat on you with my butt, I'm like, fuck you, man. You know?
I agree.
Yeah, fuck that.
Alright.
We got one more news story to get through. We're gonna go to China real quick, where a factory worker is in bad shape. He suffered 99% burns all over his body after falling. Fuck. Brian has one joke, an episode where I'm like, I don't want to give you a point for it, but I'm going to. This guy has 99% burns all over his body by falling into a boiling pot of soup.
News.
Soup very hot.
Seinfeld, the party of four.
Maybe so you can pee in your soup.
This guy is
cult,
a
bro.
This guy's a living dumpling then.
Yes. Fuck. Now Lou has a point I don't want to give.
That's terrible though.
Yeah, so he wants the plug pulled, but
no, it's
the family does anyway.
Oh,
the
no.
company stopped
it's that
paying.
Bad.
The company stopped paying for his medical bills because they're cheap fucks.
Because China has
and
human rights.
They're suggesting to him, like, well, at this point, you should probably just give up.
What brand? Was it like Campbell's soup?
No. In was China?
It? No, it was...
I mean,
wonton soup?
It was a vat of slurry.
Slurry?
That's what they describe it as. I don't know what that counts as.
Slurry? That's like prison food.
It might be pho.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's a pot.
That blows, man.
Like,
man,
it was fish nightmare soup.
My fucker, it was a big vat of egg drop.
Yeah. That's so crazy. It was so hot in there.
You burned the fuck
piping hot. Yeah.
You fall in a vat of soup, you're like, oh, it sucks. You know, it's not like you're dead.
I like to think
the prefer he comes out like the Joker in the old Batman movie, like the hand shoots
or like
out.
The dude in the was it Beer Fest or whatever?
Yeah, he just tries to drink his way out.
Yeah, that's the best.
The soup too heavy.
Well, you heard about the tuna fish guy, right? The guy got fucking
baked into
the tuna fish.
That's grisly.
Dude, you know that's in cans across America.
Right? I was going to say, I hope they stop using that one.
Bumblebee and shit. I don't fucking eat tuna, so Bumblebee I don't have to worry
what
about
do
it.
What do you eat?
Tuna, ice cream, cake.
Believe it or not, Dan has expanded his repertoire of food.
Right now, I'm probably the most fucking food diverse person, for me, at least.
More than any other you.
Yes.
It's a milestone.
Yeah, it's a milestone.
What was a new food you've tacked onto your palate?
Bread.
Nah, last night.
Angel's tears.
Yo, the first time Dan ate an apple, I was there. He said,
it was out of a stripper's butthole.
No.
It's not as good as that, but what he did say, he said, it's like cold, wet bread. The first time he ate a carrot, he thought it was a Cheeto. It was a baby carrot, man.
These Cheetos are fucking crunchy.
Because on tour, you're eating Wendy's every minute, and it's like, man, if we can get some vegetables, that'd be sick. So every once in a while, you go to the grocery store and you're eating carrots or whatever, trying to like not die and shit. And then, you know, he thought it was a Cheeto, man.
I thought I was.
You didn't when you picked it up. You just didn't automatically assume it wasn't.
I was just like, I got some Cheetos chips. You know,
dry cold Cheetos.
But there was no chest of Cheetah on the carrot bag. No,
it was in like a bowl. It was a deception thing. Someone was trying to deceive me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to play a couple games.
All right, cool.
Hey, guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Your guide to cinema etiquette for the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast. Tip 43.
When attending the cinema with your good friends or significant other, don't assume anyone else has any interest in what you have to say. So, always remember...
Whisper, fuckface! It's not rocket science! For more useful cinema etiquette, join Paul and Wayne on the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast at Podomatic on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
Alright, we're back. Be sure to check out a lot of our friends on Twitter, hashtag Potter and Family. We got a ton of good shows on there. Mm-hmm. Bunch of buddies of ours. Yep. Listen to them. Mm-hmm. You guys ready to play some games?
Let's do it.
All right. Our first game of the evening, movie game.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a scenario. An actor, a location, and a prop. You have to incorporate all three and give me your quick elevator pitch for what this movie's about. This week, we'll start here. So, Dirty Grandpa opened this week, starring Robert De Niro. Mm-hmm. It looks like a pile of shit.
Oh, yeah.
It looks awful. Like Robert De Niro should quit. But let's give him a second chance, because I want Robert De Niro on the moon with a trumpet.
With the trumpet?
That's your stipulation. Mm-hmm. I'm accepting volunteers to go first. Alien oh, Greg's moves. Hand.
Me, please.
Greg's hand shot right up. Let's do it.
All right, so I'm pitching the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so De Niro's on the moon.
Okay.
It starts off, he's on the moon already, right? And it's like De Niro's face, the epic De Niro face, and then it pans out, he's on the moon. Check it out. So he's there. He opens up his visor. He's fine, right? What's going on? Nobody knows what's going on. He picks up a trumpet. What? This is a stupid... No, check it out. He puts the trumpet in his mouth. There's no noise because no one can hear you play trumpet in space. Wow. That's it.
That's cool. Art house film.
Deep.
Finn. Art house
film. Finn.
Finn.
That's my rich people talking.
And then, boom, just like that, De Niro's back to his roots, making arty fucking well-qualified movies.
I think Ridley Scott would be upset with the tagline.
What's the tagline? No one can, in space, nobody can hear you scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was stating a scientific fact that you can't hear.
Can I add one thing? He blows a trumpet, no noise comes out. He lowers it, single tear.
Like, I mean, that's a little like the Indian who
like the Indian who has to pick up
trash.
Garbage.
Oh, in Wayne's World, shit was great.
All right, who's next?
I'll go. All right, so it opens, it pans where you see Earth, and then you slowly glide down to the moon, where you see Robert De Niro's face in the moon dirt, and there's a trumpet next to him. That's the last time that'll come into play. And basically, his eyes light up like the Terminator, and he gets up, dusts himself off, looks at Earth, and he's like, "Yeah, I think he's talking about me over there." And he fucking rockets off that shit, and he comes here, and it's a fucking old Italian man that is brings the end of Earth, man. It's the day the Earth stood still, all those sci-fi movies, but De Niro.
Okay.
Sweet.
He comes in a...
I'm interested. I'd see it.
And he looks like he looked in Taxi Driver.
Fuck yeah.
He's young.
That's when he was sexy. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. But he's 8 feet tall, and he's three times as badass.
I think the movie would be... more of like, I want to say like a like aliens and like brainwashing to where you maybe you get, there's a lot of conspiracy going on. You know, the government knows about alien shit and that a lot of it, like they like the, you know, just conspiracy. And I think that if I was to be abducted by like an alien or something or get into one of these underground coils where they dwell.
Obviously.
Those coils.
Yeah.
It's like the diary of a madman.
Possibly some kind of deceptive brain image they would insert into my head would be Robert De Niro on the moon playing a trumpet. And I'd be like, what the fuck is up with this? And the next thing you know, I'm getting like, you know, some kind of alien tentacles up my nose and they're, you know, probing me or whatever.
That's not even half bad, to be honest.
It's actually pretty good. Yeah. Like, the one thing you have to go on is Robert De Niro playing the trumpet and you're like, something's off.
Yeah, but just weird shit would be happening. So
like, that's, all of his movie quotes are a little off. They're like, why are you looking at me?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of world are we living in?
Lou, we're up to you.
All right, so, Robert De Niro is selected by an advanced race of aliens to participate in a talent competition. But the only thing he happened to be holding in his hand at the time was his granddaddy's trumpet. So he got beamed up to the moon.
That sounds dirty, man.
And so now he's representing Earth. There are no stakes, just he's just representing, trying to get us some cred in the universe as the most badass planet. And so he's just, how'd you like that? Like, and his biggest competitor is just some big-headed motherfucker with a tuba. It's a back and forth. It's like dueling brass instruments.
All right. I have my points for that round.
Beautiful.
Let's do this next one. Also opening this week, Kung Fu Panda 3.
Oh, Christ.
Okay. Did the first two not go your way?
They upset him. Yeah. Like, this is too sugary, sweet, like ice cream.
I'm not a fan of kid movies.
Well, this...
Fucking... It's a panda, man. You can't be that mad at it.
He didn't even like him as a kid.
One of this movie,
you see one Poe, you see them all.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. One of this movie stars is Angelina Jolie, so we're gonna do Angelina Jolie.
Where does she play, man?
She's in a superhero movie.
I think she's that
involving a pumpkin.
I hope it's a couple of pumpkins.
Pumpkin head.
Incorporate as many pumpkins as you wish.
She needs two at least.
I'll go first. All right, this is real easy.
Dan, you got this.
Angelina Jolie is the star of the new Pumpkinhead movie.
Check. Check and check. You hit all three criteria in one move.
Yeah.
Checkmate, boys.
Simple.
Wait, what are the criteria?
I'd see it.
Pumpkins and...
She's in... Angelina Jolie's in a horror movie.
Oh, horror.
With pumpkins.
It's a horror? Oh, it's a horror movie?
What did I... Oh, no. I said superhero.
Oh, so superhero.
I got to deduct Pumpkin Dan
apart. Pumpkinhead's a villain.
Not a super villain.
I don't know if you said that. I was
super. No, you're right. Superhero movie with a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. So who's that?
I'd rather be a fucking
horror movie. Who the fuck threw pumpkins?
Well, you're already out. Oh, you already put your answer in. Don't worry.
Oh,
you're
got
doing
it.
Fine. Brian's up.
All right. She's in this movie, right, with a pumpkin, right? You see that when she gets up, man, she full titty shot, just, you know, for the fellas. And then she walks the thing, she grabs the pumpkin, she throws it, and it hits Spider-Man, right? And she's the new Green Goblin in the new Spider-Man movie.
Into it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Green Goblin throws pumpkins?
He's got pumpkin bombs.
I knew one of them threw pumpkins.
Hmm. All right. Brian hit all three criteria very succinctly. Who's up? Greg or Lou?
Hello.
Greg wants
Gregor Liu? Oh.
Gregor Liu. That's if you had a baby.
I thought that was like my new southern girl name. That's Greg's like that.
Gregor Liu.
Gregor Liu.
Hi, Gregor Liu. All right, so it's a fucking movie, and it's got her, and she's got those things, and it's the superheroes.
Lame.
That's not my pitch. I'm just reflecting on the criteria here.
It already scored you a couple dongs. You might want to get to it.
Yo,
oh, no.
You don't have to look at me and talk about your dongs, man. It's like,
stop.
Chill,
me.
Give me a second here. I know it looked good.
You all volunteered right? To go. Come on.
Anyway, Angelina Jolie.
I don't think he has an answer.
I don't, but I'm going to make it up. So Angelina Jolie, she's a superhero. She flies around, blah, 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 blah. And she saves people. She's like, there you go, pumpkin.
She's barely cast as Rogue.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, she calls everyone pumpkin?
Yeah.
Was that the character that called everyone pumpkin?
She called him Sugar.
No, nah, Gambit might be doing that, though.
He was calling people pumpkin?
Nobody calls anybody pumpkin. Where are you getting this bullshit?
Pumpkin, yeah. Right? Like, I'm trying to help out Greg, man. Stop it.
But also, Angelina Jolie... Her ass is made out of metal. That's the main part.
That's her power?
That's her power.
It's in that pussy, bro.
Well, who wants to fucking... a metal ass? What the fuck's wrong with you? You should be like, it's made out of, you know, some kind of fucking soothing pillow.
not like skin or latex? Or like.
She's got a metal ass, dude.
I want the tits to be sandbags.
Why?
Well... That's what tits feel like.
Except for your
big bag of sand. All right, Lou, you were up with this. Angelina Jolie in a superhero movie with a pumpkin.
All right. Angelina Jolie, she is... Whew, this is like the new Sleepy Hollow. She's got to fight the Headless Horseman.
Another pumpkin.
Only the caveat is she's got powers too. She's like a fucking Doctor Strange type. Only, you know, a lot more flesh showing. Big bazooms, big time. She's on a horse. They're flopping all over the place. Do I need to tell you anymore?
No bra?
No, yo, I think we're good.
They didn't invent bras.
it sounds like a 50s movie.
Yeah.
Just swinging them titties around. Right.
They're not her titties, biggest, they're bazooms.
Their biggest power is distraction.
All right, we got one more movie to go through.
Let's do it.
Also opening this week, I'm sure Brian's excited, is... The Wayans Brothers, 50 Shades of Black.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to see
that. He's going to see that in theaters. Yeah.
It's going to be me and a whole bunch of awesome black people.
Brian has a soft spot for the Wayans Brothers. Oh, he's the one guy. Brian, white chicks?
Love it.
There you go.
Well, you got to go with the scary movies.
Great, too.
That's a great fucking franchise.
The first two.
I have a DVD copy of White Chicks from Pete D. I have
never seen White Chicks.
Mazel tov. Thank you. We're looking for Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans.
Now here it is, in a slasher movie.
My alley.
With a plunger.
Come on.
A plunger?
A plunger.
Okay, Marlon Wayans is a janitor, right? And if you clog his toilets, he comes into your pipes, like Mario,
So he's like Freddy Krueger, yeah. But instead of your dreams, he shows up in your pipes?
Yeah, he shows up when you're most deuceful. When you're stuck on the pot, and he grabs your innards and rips them out through your anus, more or less, because he's going to stuff your toilet now.
Mm, catchy one-liner there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got it.
All right, Greg.
All right, see if you can imagine this. Marlon Wayans is a black guy.
I don't know.
That's a stretch.
I don't know.
He's usually playing some white chick or something. Yeah.
Or a little man.
Right. A full-size black man? I don't know.
So it starts out, Marlon Wayans is on the moon. And he's black. And he's in his right hand, he's got a trumpet. But in the trumpet,
I think he's confused.
Yeah. In the trumpet is one of those silencer things, but he took it off.
The like wah 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 yeah. thing.
The wah wah thing. He took it off a toilet plunger, and he dies in like the first 5 minutes. And then the rest of the movie is just
Sean Wayans.
It's just,
I just, Greg's whole delivery of this was like a 2-year-old telling you a story.
And then, like,
and the black male was on the moon, and then he had a trumpet, and then yeah. It was a plunger.
Listen, man, I'm trying to iterate to you the screenplay.
Iterate?
Yeah, that's a word.
I guess.
Excuse me.
Continue.
Yeah. Listen, that's only first 5 minutes.
All right, you're cut off.
I got 100.
You're cut off.
I got 100.
You got nothing. You're
136 other minutes to explain here.
You're just coasting now.
I got 136 other minutes to explain.
Who's up? Who do we have? Dan? Lou?
Yeah, I'll go. All
right.
Marlon Wayans is a disturbed gay man.
Okay.
And he's,
all right, different take.
Like he's it. A plumber.
He's speaking from his yeah. heart, you know?
And the way that he murders his victims is with the wood end of the plunger, he shoves it up his victims' asses.
Oof.
Both male and female. He's fucking disturbed.
Oh, so it's not even like a I'm gay, fuck you thing? Like,
No, it's just...
I think his... he wants to inflict a mass amount of pain on women, and then he also wants to inflict a mass amount of pain on men. Because he's fucked, you know, he's fucked up. He's like, I hate women. He's like, but I hate men.
Equal hate.
It's a lot of hate. It's a lot of hate.
That, you took yeah. the long way to get there, but we got there, and I like it.
And he's a plumber, so and he's a that's plumber. How he gets to people. He, you know, he goes to their house to fix their toilets.
All right, Lou, yeah. finish us off here.
All right.
Me first.
So,
Marlon Wayans, he is a escape mental patient, and
you're making a point of that now.
His killing tool is he thinks he's a pony or a unicorn, and so he uses the plunger with a sharpened end, and he just he gallops towards his victims real quick.
It's the unicorn killer.
Oh, you hear when you hear the clop, like.
Oh, he's a brony on top of all that shit. Fuck yeah. that noise.
He's a but he's still ghetto as fuck. Huh?
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Those are our movies. Mm. I'm not going to reveal the point values for those.
Nope.
They will go towards the end of the show because we got one more game. Well, we got a couple more games. Our next game. This game's called Perfect 10. I'm going to give you a scenario, and you're all going to have 1 minute to tell me your perfect scenario at this event.
I think these two are going to be really good at that.
Well, that's good because I catered that to them specifically. This week's scenario, your perfect day at a Psycho Enhancer concert.
Now, from the perspective of a fan or me personally?
Wherever you want to be. This is your perfect day. You could be a fan watching you who gets to fuck you later. Whatever you want.
To be that fat chick he fucked.
I want to feel what
my perfect day is I get picked out of the crowd by Dan Skyler.
Don't take his answer. What
I don't
do you
want
doing?
His answer, man. All
right. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
I'm saying he wants to be the chick.
No, who wants to start the fucking game?
I'll start.
We all got where you were going for that. All right, Greg. Ready? Set?
All right, so there's this band, Psycho Enhancer. They're on tour, and they play in this place called Texas. And there's mad people in Texas, and Texas is pretty cool. And sometimes Psycho Enhancer goes there, and for some reason, Psycho Enhancer does really good there. So they do this show, and it's in Abilene, Texas. And so they play their show, yada, yada. And then there's this one guy named Greg, and there's this one girl. Her name is Megan, right? And so this girl, Megan...
Halfway there. Keep going.
All right. So Megan is like, oh, my God, you guys are, like, so good. And so then Greg and Megan are talking. They go outside. There's, like, a playground right next to the thing. It's this public center. And so Megan jerks Greg off on the bench. At the playground. Then...
The cops came, too.
The cops did come. And then later on, months later, Greg finds out that Megan's 15 years old after she said she was 20.
Good. That's time. True story, I take it.
She was 15.
Oh, no.
How old were you, by the way?
Older than that. She said she was 20. I found out she was 15.
Last time I was old enough to be around a 15-year-old person, it was 15 years ago.
Last time I got banged by a 15-year-old, I was 15, so well done.
I didn't fuck her, and she said she was 20, and she looked older than all her friends.
Would you be in jail if she fucked you?
She? Could I be in jail? If her dad, like, came after me or something, I don't know.
It was a handy, he's fine.
It's Texas, man.
That should have been his first
It was on a bench in a playground. Yeah.
Like, hand jobs. Come on.
What are you, 15?
Yeah. Still. Still.
You got a hand job since I was, I'm like 30.
It was supposed to be, I did like it.
Of course, you got a hand job.
For a 15-year-old.
Of course you liked it.
It's kind of hot.
She looked old.
So, rough 15. She looked like maybe 16, 17.
She looked 19.
Who's up next?
Whoever you pick.
Whoever's got.
All right, I guess I'll go.
What do we got to do?
Your best day. Your best day at a Psycho Enhancer show. So we're going to go to Luke.
Greg told a true story. I thought that we were just...
Oh, it could be a true story. It could be whatever you want it to be.
So it could be a fake story.
Yeah,
it's a story. You can make
just tell a story.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Here, listen to Lou. Here's what Lou would do.
All right.
At a Psycho Enhancer show. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right, so I show up at the Psycho Enhancer show. I'm psyched, you know? And the guy at the bartender's like, hey, just so happens, free hot dogs today. I have one hot dog. I have a second hot dog. I have a third hot dog. Ketchup, mustard. Sometimes I got crazy. I did like a double helix with both.
Respect.
Eventually, I just pass out. Hot dog coma. Just find me with just red and yellow all over my face. Big gut. For some reason, pants unzippered. It's a great day.
All right, I'm going
to
call
he
you there.
Didn't
he had another 20 seconds to go. He didn't even care about your fucking music. He's like, hot dogs.
Yo, if that happened to everyone who came to our show, I'd be all about it. Like, that's a great... I wanted to happen to
us. Don't forget, though, there was a day on tour when we got free hot dogs and beers.
Yes.
And it was the best.
Did you have not one hot dog, and not two hot dogs, but three hot dogs?
We went
with
eight hot dogs.
Corkscrew,
dude,
ketchup and mustard.
We had the helix going on. Man.
Potato chips too.
Yeah, and the hot tub because we ended up
in a hot tub.
No, this is true. We snuck into some hotel. We looked at Google Maps and saw the best pool that we thought was it was the summertime. We saw a pool. Was like we should check that out. We went there. They ended up having free hot dogs, potato chips, and inside there was a keg, and the woman was serving beers until 8 o'clock. And we got all these beers. It's fucking amazing.
Do you hear that, Lou?
No, my best.
This
day
man
ever.
Lived your best day ever.
Yeah.
Woo. Love it, man.
And then a 15-year-old.
He did.
And then a 15-year-old jacked him on a park bench.
She said she was old.
She thought he was 15 because he was eating hot dogs.
Hot dogs with ketchup on them. All right, we're up to Brian and Dan. Which one of you's got one?
I'll go.
You ready?
Yeah.
And begin.
All right, man. We're going to go into the future a couple years. It's 2026. Hardcore music sweeps the nation. It's the biggest music around, and the Psycho Enhancer is the biggest band around. And finally, my friendship has paid off, and like I'm getting trim, like the runoff trim that they're not getting, and we're just getting wasted every night. I'm seeing the band implode from the inside. They're talking about creative, like Daniel, like this used to be all about just kind of drinking and like you know screaming about barbecue. And Greg's like, no, it's about fucking you know other things now. Like, And like Evil Doug's crying, and the other two guys are doing something else.
That
and
then, happens.
And yeah, it's just like a really crazy. It's really crazy for them, but like for me, I'm just getting run off trim and like goodies, like they're like all the grab bags that they don't want. I'm just taking
trickle down pussy.
Trickle down pussy, man. Like, hey, look, I'm Eskimo Bros with them at this point, but hey, come on now, let's go.
And time.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. That was great.
That's a good one.
I want nothing more than for that to happen to me.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, I didn't hear anything about hot dogs.
Food's the last what, thing.
Delicious hot
dogs. You weren't listening close enough. I said there'd be runoff trim. All right?
The hot dogs are included in that. Well, toasted buns? Cause they gotta have the toasted buns.
Pretzel buns.
How many innuendos?
Pretzel buns.
I don't want to eat hot dogs. I'm talking about innuendos, Lou.
That's all right. What he is doing too.
Last round, Dan. Ready?
I'm gonna go from the my perspective, future perspective. Well, the best thing at a Psychonauta show for me would be you arrive to the venue with no crazy bullshit going on. The venue owner gives you your guarantee up front. He says, "Hey, you can drink for free, you can eat for free at the kitchen. Everything's good." Show moves on. We're eating. We're drinking. We're selling merch. People are at the door. Then when it comes time for us to hit the stage, people are into the music, going nuts, singing along. And then it ends. And then, you know, we mingle a lot. We mingle. We socialize with the crowd. You know, we end up going to someone's house, fucking, you know, hanging out. They're letting us crash. They have some chicks. And, you know, we get the business with the chicks, and we're also eating, like, food. Like, you know.
And time.
We're getting into business.
Another true story.
He was a second away from saying hot dogs.
I know. Nah, like, it was pizza.
Dan's was the most, well, the second most truthful, Greg.
but the thing is, that's a realistic dream. You know, it's not going to be every night, but like...
This is your best day ever. This is supposed to be like... So no, we walk out onto the stage at Madison Square Garden.
No, but it doesn't have to... Like, here's the thing.
We're getting pelted with panties.
I have a philosophical difference with you. Because it doesn't have to be Madison Square Garden. It doesn't have to be pelted with panties. Your maximum enjoyment can be at a lower standard.
Get it? You love what and you do.
But, I mean... No, I don't.
Duh.
But you could... You could... have something like that happen to you pretty easily, right? And it's like that, if you have a great day, you have a great show, and then you fuck some girl and you get all the food and you get paid.
Sounds like a good day.
Why can't that be, you know, that you can just consider that to be a 10.
Okay, no, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
That is an achievable kind of like, that would be everything you needed.
That's
a
fucking 10 right there.
I'm with you. All right.
You know what I mean?
That's good. That's enough for me to be happy.
Right.
I will say you lost some points to Lou's hot dog story. But I see where you're coming from, and I appreciate it. Mm. Ready for our next one?
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm going to go around the table. We're going to play a little word association game. You have about a second to answer what word pops into your head when I say this word, or you get donged. I will dong you.
This whole donging as a verb seems very threatening.
It should be.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be.
It's like getting slapped with a big dildo.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Lou. Lou's going to show you how it's done. Yeah. Ready, Lou?
Yeah, as ready as I'm going to be.
You each get 5 words. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sun.
The waffles.
What did he say?
Waffles.
Sun and
but it
waffles.
Was more like, it was more like waffles.
Waffles?
You gotta do it quick. No thinking.
Ready?
Yeah.
AIDS.
Healthy?
He has
not
like
healthy.
He has a seizure.
You have to answer. You have to answer really fucking quick.
Yeah.
He's playing it right. Florida.
Terrible.
Birthday.
No,
dong.
I was going to say he doesn't like the cake.
Murder.
Fun.
Murder fun.
Mm.
We all learned something about Lou.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Greg.
That's me.
Ready?
Yeah.
Steak.
Balls.
Snow.
Children.
Explosive.
Excellent.
Stoned.
Cool.
Mexican.
Wild.
I feel like
You had pre-stocked answers on that.
Yeah, I had your script there, and I was been studying for a couple
you
days.
Started strong. You started strong, that's all I'm saying.
What are you saying?
Brian?
Yes, sir.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I'm on the right thing. Chicken.
Dragons.
Dragons?
Yeah, multiple.
Multiple dragons. Just checking.
Flag.
My hand will lifted.
Fag.
Fart.
Queef.
I'm learning a lot about all of you here. Bald.
Science.
Criminal.
Help me.
And finally, Dan. Friday.
The 13th.
Sticky.
Fingers.
Trump.
Fag.
Yeah!
Probably is. Repeat.
Fat.
Fiction.
Did you say fat or fiction? Or fact?
Fat.
Oh. That's true.
And finally,
fat fiction. When I was a kid, I liked
last one. Last one. Hold on. Racist.
Fag.
When I was a kid, I liked to read in the fat section.
The fat session of the library.
Yeah. Fat fiction.
And now it's time to close out the show with a new feature. Mm-hmm. Something we haven't done yet. Mm-hmm. Brian got on Amazon and bought this wheel. Mm-hmm. On this wheel are all the games we used to play.
Give me a taste of the sound.
Ooh. That sounds like some Wheel of Fortune.
That's
shit.
A cool ass sound. It really is.
So I'm going to spin this wheel.
You want to unveil it to everybody?
And we will see what game we finish off with.
It sounds like a minigun, man.
Oh shit.
But my minigun gun.
Ready?
Yeah.
What did Lando?
Hashtag.
So, for those who don't know, I'm going to read you the titles of the news stories. Oh, the theme.
Hashtag.
That's terrible. That's some Rock Lobster.
Yeah, Brian, I'm the only one who brings the noise in defunct.
Rock Lobster.
All right, stomp.
It was a good clip because it was terrible.
But I'm going to read the titles of the news stories that we read. You're all going to hashtag it like you would on Twitter. You're going to come all up right. with a brief summation.
Got it.
And we'll determine our winner of today's whole show from there. Lou, we're going to start with you.
Yeah.
First story, woman who thinks she's a cat.
Hashtag, I don't know, pussy galore.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Greg?
Hashtag, well, he said pussy, right? That's the whole fucking thing. All right. Hashtag, old fat.
Old fat?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a 20-year-old woman.
That's not what I was told. Anyway.
Brian. Cat lady.
Cat tag.
Terrible.
I like it.
Dan?
He said it with gusto.
Hashtag, I'm an idiotic douche. That should be a
well done.
I'm an idiotic douche.
Let's do this one. Let's start with Greg this time. Cool. We're going to do dead guy set up at a poker table.
Hashtag embalm your mom.
Not bad. Brian?
Hashtag knowing to fold them.
Also not bad. Dan?
Hashtag YOLO.
And Lou?
Hashtag completely stuffed.
True.
It's true.
I found that funny. Let's do let's flip around for a bit. We'll do like two more of these. Let's do Tony the Tiger. Oh. Brian, Tony the Tiger removes furries from Twitter.
Hashtag they're gross.
They're gross.
Hashtag they're gross. Got the line.
There you go. Dan?
Hashtag serial cartoon characters are whack.
Lou?
All right. Hashtag sticky fur.
Ew. Yeah.
Hashtag serial cartoon characters.
I always hated him.
Fuck you and your cereal.
Look, I rarely say this.
Yeah,
but
you
like,
follow your nose.
I always hated cartoon serial characters.
I rarely say this, Dan, but you need a mic in front of you more often. The shit that comes out of your mouth is
Dan,
awesome.
Dan does not rarely say this.
What do you mean rarely?
Dan knows look that Dan has said many times, I should be videotaped.
His favorite definitely cereal growing up was Grape Nuts.
Yeah. No sugar. Hey, no sugar, no cartoon characters.
My
no
favorite brand cereal flakes growing up was Cinnamon Life. Basic. No fucking fat.
It's kind of sugary.
Banker.
It's kind of a sugary.
We need our last answer. All we right need
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
We need Greg's answer.
I didn't like him. All
right, hashtag for the Tony the Tiger story.
Is that what you think a banker looks like?
All right.
Toast Crunch Chefs.
Wait,
Baker.
Sorry.
One more time. What is it?
You need the hashtag Tony the Tiger purging his Twitter from furries.
Oh, the furries.
Do you think they were Jewish too? Like
Jewish?
Where'd you get Jewish?
They're bankers.
Maybe.
Greg?
I meant to say Baker.
I had something to say, but I don't remember. Hashtag fat animals.
Fat animals.
Walk with the
animals. A fucking tiger isn't fat.
All right, we got. Let's do one more. Let's do Chinese factory worker burns to death in soup. Or almost burns to death in soup. Dan, we're going to start with you.
Oh, man. Hashtag Tanya.
It is kind of hot in here.
Lou?
Right. Hashtag.
I gotta get this soup off.
Exactly.
Hashtag family special number two.
Gotta feed the whole family.
Greg?
Hashtag.
Are you saying that the average Chinese food?
No.
And finally, Brian.
What did this guy do one more time?
He fell in soup.
Like Joe.
Burned his shit up.
Third degree burns.
99%.
Hashtag dim sum.
Dim sum. All right. That's game. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I will tabulate our winner.
I think I definitely won.
For sure, I think so.
Whether or not he graded correctly, well, is yet to be seen. But I saw him laughing a lot of times for me, and he went walking it down.
The fuck?
Some music to listen to as you tabulate.
Well, we could finish the other song.
No one's gonna hear your riff, man. Ever.
Yeah.
My fucking riff is my time to shine.
All right, I got the totals. All
right,
you got the totals.
I got the totals.
Got the totals.
The totals are done.
Totals done.
Greg, I'm gonna start with you. I'm sorry.
Of course.
You got last place.
I called it.
But the reason is you dunged a lot.
That's what I do.
Did I not call it? Did I not call it?
In a very close third.
How many dongs, bro?
Oh, you got four dongs.
Nice.
Which separated you from Brian points-wise, because Brian got third place.
Oh, shit.
Lou surged at the end with 36 points,
oh,
which means Dan comes in as our champ for the week at 39 points. And he holds the belt triumphantly. We will take a photo of that. We'll put that on the Twitter or something. So, Dan, at the end of the show, once we close out, you're going to get 20 seconds to say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Whoa.
And then we... So
but give me a topic, because I can talk about...
Whatever you want. No, you plug do, your no, shit. You talk some you. Shit.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm. If you want to put a special message out there for... what's that?
For the ladies.
For the ladies?
You can if you just want to talk straight up shit to the ladies, mm-hmm. talk about dick, just do that.
Tell them what to do with their tampons.
Yeah.
In the meantime...
I might get a little... I might talk about... something I've been feeling.
All right, good. But in the meantime, let's do some plugging. Again, tell us where we find you guys.
Listen, man, we put out a new record. It was out a couple months ago. It's brand spanking new. We actually spent a year and a half writing this record. We put our heart and souls into it. It's fucking, it's really good, I have to say myself. Check it out. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, every fucking place on the internet. We're called Psycho Enhancer. We're a hardcore band from Long Island. We just fucking play heavy and fast shit that we love. We don't get paid for it. We've been doing this for 12 years fucking now. Yo, if you want to check us out, we're on the fucking internet. Psycho Enhancer. The new record is Every Last Drop. And thanks for checking us out.
And also, before we cut out, we are going to go to your new song at the end. Give us the title of that.
The new song we're going to play is Every Last Drop. It's going to blow your fucking mind.
Yeah, but we're going to go out to that one. And in the meantime, you could also follow us at PIB Comics on the Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Write a review. And check us out on iTunes and Podbean and Stitcher and all the other stuff. RadioVegas.rocks. Okay. We got hashtag Potter and Family that you should take a look at. Yeah. Lots of good shit on there. Check out Psycho Enhancer in all their many locations amongst the interwebs. And Dan.
Was it before? I just want to throw one shout out to this app I just found.
Do it.
Mass Roots. It's Instagram, but for like just potheads. And honestly,
you're really embracing this lifestyle.
No, but one of my stockbroker friends is investing. He said check it out, so I did. And honestly, it's the most positive place on the internet, man. That not one every I signed on my first post, I have 22 friends in one day, and like no one's like, yo, boost, like let's boost each other's stats. Everyone's like, fucking yeah, man, awesome. And I posted before the show that we're doing the show right now.
Yeah,
and it already has about 18 likes.
Nice. Wow. Well, good. We love you, potheads.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Brian's been smoking this whole show.
Yeah, man. You finally found your niche.
There he is.
Yeah, I'm bringing out Painted Black to the potheads, yo.
Painted Black to the potheads. Hashtag that.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, you ready?
What am I doing again?
20 seconds of whatever you want to say.
Starting
now.
All right, I guess I'll talk about a belief I have. I feel like the people who have it easiest... I feel like a lot of women are like, oh, life is so hard. No. If you're a woman, life is so easy. You just have everything given to you because everyone wants to fuck you.
And cut.
Wow.
Way to go out. Close the door behind you.